And welcome back to Mountain Money here on KPCW. I'm Renee Bodley-Miller here with Roger Goldman, and we are very pleased to have in studio with us Jessica McCleary, the owner of Mountain Town Olive Oil. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Renee. Hi, Roger.
And you are celebrating 9 years on Main Street.
I know. It's been a whirlwind, that's for sure. I can't believe it's been 9 years.
And we had kind of teased this interview at the top of the show saying that you have been through a couple of iterations of this business. You've learned a lot of lessons along the way. And I know that our listeners are really going to enjoy hearing from you about that. Let's start at the beginning. You opened up on Main Street in your current location.
Well, actually right next door in a much smaller space in 2009. November 2009, and moved to my current location, 613 Main Street, right above Mary Jane's, in 2012.
What inspired you to think that a business like this would work on Main Street?
That's a really good question, Roger. I ask myself that every day.
Well, clearly you were right, but let's talk about why.
Well, at the time on Main Street, there were a lot of art galleries, fur stores, and t-shirt shops. I think the diversity of shopping on Main Street at that time was not as it is today. And my sense was that people were looking for something to do. And my store offers a great experience for visitors who come once a lifetime or once a year, once a week. They really enjoy coming in and tasting all of the different oils and vinegars.
And you had retail experience at Sundance. You were working at Sundance. What was it about an olive oil store that you thought would be the trick?
I personally loved the idea of incorporating food, healthy cooking, and nutrition into a retail experience. It's something that has been a focus of mine in my private life. And I also love the idea that it's something that people use on a daily basis.
Well, let's walk our listeners through the growth pattern here. So you opened on Main Street. How long did you have that store before you opened store number two?
Oh, a year.
Oh, wow. You were moving fast.
I was moving fast. I opened in Salt Lake in 2010 at the Gateway. The Gateway at the time was a really vibrant, dynamic shopping center, and that changed, clearly.
You were across from the Apple Store.
Across from the Apple Store, across from Starbucks, in a wonderful location, a lot of walk-by traffic.
And then store number three?
2014 in Provo.
And when did you decide to shut down Gateway?
It was a long time coming. I kept hoping that it would revive itself. The new ownership at the Gateway has a lot of plans for revitalizing the center, and I kept hoping. But at the end of the day, they weren't bringing new retailers into the store, into the center.
And, you know, what was it, you know, the dynamics of a growth pattern like this, is pretty unusual to have grown to three stores that fast. Where did you look for to get some help and guidance in terms of building a business like this?
No one. I didn't have a lot of resources to ask experienced retailers about how to properly grow, which is probably why I made some mistakes. I have some friends and family to help, you know, make some of those big decisions, but it was hard without having a real solid network.
Did you take investors or is it basically all your own business?
All self-funded.
Wow.
And you had a bit of a guardian angel with Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, I was part of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program back in 2013. And what a huge learning experience. It was really wonderful to develop that network of contacts and businesses around the Salt Lake Valley. I learned that I don't know a lot about a lot of things. So it was invaluable.
How does that program work?
Goldman Sachs, it's part of their philanthropy arm of the company, and at the height of the recession, they determined that the major growth factor in the U.S. economy is small business, and so they wanted to help small businesses grow and employ more people, and so their goal was to provide a free education to small business owners across the country to learn about things that they don't know. You know, the cupcake baker knows how to make cupcakes, but they don't necessarily know how to ask for financing from a bank. And so Goldman Sachs wanted to give them that education in terms of making pitches and providing contacts.
So you're with the Goldman Sachs program. You have three stores in three vastly different locations. Mm-hmm. You're on Main Street, you're on the Gateway Mall in Salt Lake, and you're at the Shops at Riverwood in Provo. What did you learn about the strengths and weaknesses of each of those locations?
you know, we have dedicated customers throughout the Salt Lake region, but they do come from very different areas and backgrounds. Our Park City customers, the locals, wonderful. They come in once a week to refill their bottles. The visitors who are here love the experience. In Salt Lake and Provo, primarily locals, and they'd come in on Saturdays because they are working during the week and not on vacation. So it was definitely a business of, it was more moderate in terms of seasonality and things like that. At the end of the day, when you're not in a center that has a lot of foot traffic, the businesses don't succeed.
So you made a decision to shut down Gateway and Shops at Riverwood. How did you come to that conclusion? Just the business wasn't there?
You know, it was an emotional decision from the employee standpoint and the customer standpoint, but it was a very clear-headed decision looking at the numbers. It just didn't make sense financially to stay open.
So you mentioned that you have a lot of local traffic here in Park City. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you offer in addition to just selling the oil.
Well, we offer an olive oil 101 class where people can come in and learn about the different extra virgin olive oils, taste them, and learn about the different taste distinctions. Our newest program is the next course. It's a food and wine pairing class where we demo up to five different recipes using the oils and vinegars and different spice blends. We have a private chef who creates the recipes and a sommelier who pairs all the wines.
And tell us a little bit about the kinds of dishes one might see in a typical Saturday afternoon.
So far, my favorite has been Greek lamb meatballs. She made these, the chef, Deanna Fitchett, made these meatballs using just four simple ingredients and using a tandoori masala spice blend with a pomegranate yogurt dipping sauce. I've made them probably weekly since she first demoed them.
Oh, wow.
Even the kids in the house told me that they tasted pretty good, which is
high praise.
Yes.
And when do those classes? Are those classes going to be going on throughout the fall?
Yeah, we have them scheduled right now every Saturday from 11 to 1. We have a new private event space behind the store, so trying to get the word out about the classes. They're a lot of fun, and the customers who come love watching Deanna work her magic on an onion or different vegetables. They love tasting the food and figuring out why the wines complement each dish.
Now, do you preview the recipes so that I know what I might be signing up for, or am I taking my chances?
No, you definitely have a menu, so you know exactly what's there. And in fact, several times customers look at the menu and they're like, oh, we're allergic to whatever, so we can't come this week. We'll try it another time.
So we go to your website to see that?
Absolutely. To the website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and all of the Park City websites, Chamber of Commerce and Historic Park City as well.
And what is your store's website?
www.mountaintownoliveoil.com.
Pretty obvious. Mountaintownoliveoil.com.
Yep.
And those classes on Saturday are 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., $50 each, and an additional $15 for the wine pairing.
Which is optional, of course.
Optional.
And 21 and over.
Oh, thanks for throwing that in. And you said, surprisingly, getting the liquor license was the easiest thing.
It was the easiest part of starting this new enterprise. It was mind-blowing to me. But it is an educational liquor license. It's not, you know, the more complicated kind.
And people can also schedule an appointment with you for, what, 20, 25 people to do a private olive oil tasting in your store?
Yeah. We do a lot of private parties where there's some light appetizers and olive oil tasting, and people like to mix, mingle, taste, and shop.
And a real eye-opener for me when I participated in one of those, when you give your presentation about the differences in olive oil, you said something about olive oils that you can buy in most grocery stores that was really eye-opening.
It's the most highly adulterated food product coming into the United States today. Between 60 and 70% of the olive oils imported into the United States are fraudulent in some way, whether they're rancid, old, watered down with canola oil or safflower oil. Basically, even if the label says extra virgin on it, you're really rolling the dice as to what you're getting.
So when we get olive oil from your store, we know it is olive oil, but if I buy it at a grocery store, it might be something other than olive oil.
Correct.
That's really interesting, and I'm wondering, like, why the regulatory structure doesn't sort of impose some discipline on the notion of that label.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. One is that, you know, drinking canola oil that's mm-hmm. labeled as extra virgin olive oil isn't going to kill you. So, yep. you know, when it starts killing people, I'm sure the regulatory structure will change. At the end of the day, you know, no one's going to open up every bottle of olive oil and test it for freshness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you've been on Main Street for 9 years. What changes have you seen in the Main Street shopping culture retail experience?
You know, right around the time I opened, some really great clothing boutiques opened, and they're still in business, which I love seeing. I love seeing the rise of more independent retailers, not as much as the big chain stores. Like we have seen, you know, Park City Mercantile and Flight and Olive and Tweed, and, you know, Mary Jane's has been there longer than I have. So a lot of really wonderful, mostly women-owned businesses on Main Street, which I really, really love seeing.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners? We've got about a minute left. I want to make sure that they know everything they need to know about your store.
Well, one of the great things our customers don't know a lot of times, even though I feel like I say it a million times a day, is that they can bring back their empty bottles for refills. We're going to be part of the Recycle Utah Green business program. So reduce, reuse, recycle. You can bring back your empties for refills for a discount, which is great. And then we have a wonderful rewards program where people get points up to their free bottle, and it's great for gifting. Christmas is coming up right around the corner, which is unbelievable to me, but I'm still in a little shock that summer's over.
I'm guessing you'll be busy, and you have an online business as well.
Yeah, and we do offer free shipping in Utah on orders of $45 or more. So if you can't make it up to Main Street, just go online and order your favorites.
We like it. Jessica McCleary with Mountain Town Olive Oil, mountaintownoliveoil.com, and find her on Facebook as well. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Renee and Roger. I really appreciated the opportunity.